Hello and welcome to GCSE Music Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most crucial topics for your OCR GCSE music exam, musical structure. This is topic 4.8, and it's absolutely essential because it underpins your ability to analyze music across all four areas of study. Now, I know structure might sound a bit dry at first, but trust me, once you understand how composers organize their musical ideas, listening to music becomes so much more rewarding. And more importantly, you'll be able to pick up those precious marks in your listening exam. Today, we'll cover the key formal structures you need to know, from binary and ternary forms right through to sonata form and popular music structures like verse-chorus and 12-bar blues. We'll also look at those all-important Italian navigation terms that examiners love to test. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Right, let's begin with the Western classical forms. These are the structures you'll encounter most often in areas of study 2, 3, and 4. First up, binary form. This is the simplest structure, just two sections, A and B. Think of it like a conversation between two ideas. Section A establishes the opening material, usually in the home key, and then section B contrasts with it, often moving to a related key like the dominant or relative major. You'll hear binary form a lot in Baroque dance movements. The key thing to remember? Two distinct sections often repeated, AABB. Next, we have ternary form, which is ABA. This is sometimes called arch form because it returns to the beginning after a contrasting middle section. The opening A section presents the main theme. The B section provides contrast, maybe a different key, mood, or texture, and then we return to A. This return might be exact, or it might be slightly varied, which we'd call A1. Ternary form is everywhere, in classical minuets, in romantic character pieces, even in pop ballads. The examiner wants to see that you can identify that crucial return of the opening material. Now, rondo form takes this idea of return even further. The structure is ABACA, or sometimes even longer with more episodes. The A section, called the refrain or ritornello, keeps coming back like a chorus, but in between we get contrasting episodes, B, C, and so on. Rondo form is brilliant for creating a sense of unity while still allowing variety. You'll find it in the final movements of classical-era symphonies and concertos. Top tip, if you hear the opening theme return more than once with different material in between, think rondo. Sonata form is more complex, and it's absolutely vital for area of study 2, the concerto through time. Sonata form has three main sections, exposition, development, and recapitulation. In the exposition, we hear two contrasting themes, theme 1 in the home key, and theme 2 in a related key, usually the dominant. Then comes the development, where the composer plays around with these themes, modulating through different keys, fragmenting melodies, creating tension. Finally, the recapitulation brings back both themes, but this time both in the home key, giving us a sense of resolution. Examiners love to test whether you can distinguish between exposition and recapitulation. The key relationship is your biggest clue. And don't forget minuet and trio form, which is essentially a large-scale ternary structure. Minuet, trio, minuet da capo. The minuet and trio are often themselves in binary or ternary form, so you get structure within structure. Now let's talk about popular music structures, which you'll need for area of study 5. The most common is verse-chorus form. Verses tell the story and usually have the same melody but different lyrics each time, while the chorus is the catchy repeated section with the main hook. You might also hear a bridge or middle eight, a contrasting section that provides a break from the verse-chorus pattern. Pre-chorus is another term to know. It's a build-up section that creates anticipation before the chorus hits. Then there's the 32-bar song form, which follows an AABA structure. Each section is typically 8 bars long. The A sections present the main melody, and the B section, often called the middle eight, provides contrast. This form is classic in jazz standards and early 20th century popular songs. And of course, the 12-bar blues. This is a repeating 12-bar chord progression, usually following a vibby, IIIV, FIII pattern. The structure is defined by the harmonic progression rather than melodic sections. If you're asked to identify 12-bar blues, count the bars and listen for that distinctive chord pattern. Finally, let's talk about strophic form, which is simply the same music repeated for each verse. Think traditional folk songs or hymns. There's no contrasting chorus, just verse after verse with the same melody. Don't confuse this with verse-chorus form. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. All right, let's talk about how to smash this in the exam. Structure questions appear in your listening paper, and they're worth solid marks, so you need to be sharp. First, Common mistakes. The biggest one? Confusing strophic form with verse chorus. Remember, strophic means the same melody for every verse with no distinct chorus. If there's a catchy repeated chorus with a different melody, it's verse chorus, not strophic. Another classic error, identifying theme and variations as just changing without being specific. If you hear variations, you need to say what type of variation technique is being used. Melodic ornamentation, rhythmic variation, harmonic changes, textural changes. Be precise. And here's a big one, failing to distinguish between exposition and recapitulation in sonata form. The key is to listen for the key relationships. In the exposition, theme 2 is in a different key, usually the dominant. In the recapitulation, both themes return in the home key. That's your golden clue. Now, top exam tips. When you're listening to an extract, use your rough working paper to sketch out the structure as you go. Write down A, B, A1, or whatever you hear. This visual map will help you see the overall form. Listen specifically for the return of the opening melody. If it comes back once, think ternary. If it comes back multiple times with different material in between, think rondo. And don't use vague language. Examiners want technical terms. Don't say the start bit, say introduction or exposition. Don't say the ending, say coda or outro. Precision earns marks. For area of study 2, associate ritornello form with the Baroque concerto and sonata form with classical and romantic concertos. Knowing the historical context helps you make educated guesses. And finally, memorize those bar counts. 12-bar blues is exactly 12 bars, and 32-bar song form is 32 bars in an AABA structure. If you can count, you're halfway there. Quickfire recall, quiz 1 minute. Right, let's test your knowledge with a quickfire quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, and then give you the answer. Question 1. What is the structure of ternary form? Answer, ABA. Statement, contrast, return. Question 2. In sonata form, which section features modulation and thematic development? Answer, the development section. Question 3. What does Dacapo mean? Answer, return to the beginning. DC means go back to the start. Question 4. What is the difference between strophic and verse-chorus form? Answer, strophic has the same melody for every verse with no contrasting chorus. Verse-chorus has a distinct, repeated chorus with a different melody. Question 5. How many bars are in a standard 12-bar blues? Answer, 12 bars following a IVV chord progression. Great work. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. All right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essential musical structures for OCR GCSE music: binary, ternary, rondo, sonata, minuet and trio, verse chorus, 32-bar song form, 12-bar blues, and strophic form. We've also talked about structural signposts like da capo, dal segno, coda, bridge, and middle eight. Remember, structure is all about how composers organize their musical ideas. When you're analyzing a piece, always ask yourself, what sections can I hear? Do any of them repeat? Is there contrast? Does the opening material return? These questions will guide you to the right answer. Use technical terminology, listen for key relationships, and practice mapping out structures as you listen. The more you do this, the more automatic it becomes. Thanks so much for listening to GCSE Music Mastery. Keep practicing, keep listening, and you'll ace that exam. Good luck, and I'll see you next time.